الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا، والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله العظيم. مولانا أبو الحسن ندوي رحمه الله has made mention that if you look at the different incidents and the different examples that are mentioned in Surah Kahf, then a common theme that is found in these incidents and is found in these examples is the theme of as-sira bayn al-madiyati wal-iman, the challenge, the combat that takes place between materialism and iman. And in this particular incident, which we will discuss today with the permission of Allah, that aspect of materialism is being discussed that affects each and every one of us, and that is the aspect of the fitna of wealth, the test of wealth. Now, while indeed wealth itself is not something evil, a millionaire, a billionaire, he can be the wealthiest person on earth also, but he can still be the friend of Allah, he can still live according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, wealth comes with certain challenges and certain trials. That is why if you look in the Quran Majeed and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many verses and many ahadith explain the challenges and the trials that come with wealth. Allah Ta'ala makes mention, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Your wealth and your children are a trial for you, a challenge for you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah. O those who have iman, do not allow your wealth, do not allow your children to divert you from the remembrance of Allah. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, inna li kulli ummatin fitna. وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّتِي الْمَالِ. Every ummah, every nation that came into this world had a certain trial that came upon them. That trial, that test that is there for my ummah, my nation, is found in wealth. Now there are different challenges, different fitnas that come about because of wealth. One example, when a person has wealth, then he has an inordinate love for this wealth. Meaning this wealth now dictates to him what he should do in this world. This wealth, he has so much of love for it that it becomes an obstacle between him and the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now he finds it difficult to close his business to go for salah. He finds it difficult to discharge his zakat. He finds it difficult to perform his necessary duties with his wealth. And together with that, whatever means he can obtain this wealth, whether it is permissible or not, it in order to just obtain more wealth. So he's able to usurp the rights of others. He's able to steal in the wealth of inheritance from others. He's able to usurp the rights of widows and orphans. He will cheat, he will deceive, he will gamble, he will take interest. Why? Just in order for him to increase the wealth that he possesses. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ بِمَا أَخَذَ الْمَالِ أَمِنْ حَلَالٍ أَوْ مِنْ حَرَامٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, definitely a time is going to come upon this ummah when a person will no longer care. Not that he won't be able to access halal. He will no longer care where he is obtaining his wealth from, whether it is from halal means or haram means. Meaning his main objective now is no longer fulfilling the commands of Allah. His main objective is obtaining more and more wealth. How he gets it, where he gets it, it does not matter. As long as more and more wealth is coming in, he is happy. So this is the first challenge. one example of a challenge where a person possesses inordinate love for wealth, and this becomes the means and the direction for him in life. A second challenge that comes with wealth and material of this world is that a person begins to put too much of emphasis, or we can say too much of reliance upon his wealth. He feels, because I have wealth, how to determine success and failure is by the amount of wealth I possess. I am successful. If I do not have wealth, I am a failure. A person begins to put too much of emphasis on the wealth and the material of this world to such an extent he becomes over-reliant upon it. So for example, a person, they build a ship, and they say this ship is unsinkable. A person arms himself completely. He says, instead of him adopting the means, yes, we will adopt the means, but our reliance and our trust will always be upon Allah. A person will not place his trust and reliance upon that means. So this is another challenge that comes with the wealth and material of this world. So in these verses, Allah Ta'ala makes mention, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ رَجُلَيْنِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrate to them by way of example the incident of two men. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ رَجُلَيْنِ. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala explains in detail the wealth of one of them. لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. Allah Ta'ala says, one of them, two orchards of grapes. He had two vineyards. Together with that, these orchards of grapes were surrounded by date palms. Together with that, in between, there were different vegetation, different crops, different produce that was found. This man had multiple in grapes, one in dates, and other form of vegetation and produce. Allah Ta'ala says, كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Both of these gardens used to produce 100% yield. Whatever was possible to come out in terms of this investment, whatever returns was possible, he was getting a full return from it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, that these gardens were such, it was producing 100% capacity. Now this is a desire of every person, whether it is a farmer, or whether it is a person who is running a factory or anything else, that I want to get 100% capacity, 100% yield. Many a times it happens, a person has a portfolio, multiple investments. It will happen naturally that some investments will be doing well and some won't go according to plan. So what will be his reaction if you have to mention a certain investment to him? That he will turn you away. He said, don't even talk about it. I don't want to hear that name. Just mentioning that name of the investment is giving me a headache also. So this, when his investments are not working out, this man was such, with the permission of Allah, his investments, that wealth that he had, it was running at 100%. Walam ta'ala then says, a further bounty we granted him. وَفَجَّرْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا نَهَرًا. That we also allowed a stream to move throughout his farm. Throughout his orchards, there were streams that were running. One is the splendor of the place. When a person looks at it, he is amazed with the water moving through the orchards. But together with that, this was a natural means of irrigation for his farm. He did not need to venture out in order to search for water, in order to look after his vegetation, to look after his plants. This was something given to him naturally from the side of Allah. We granted him those streams that were running in order for him to look after his orchards. All of these were bounties from the side of Allah. وَفَجَّرْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا نَهَرًا وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, besides this also, one is he had these date palms, he had the grape orchards, he had these different forms of vegetation. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, besides this, he had other forms of wealth also, gold, silver, other forms of wealth, we had granted it to him. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ. فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. However, his downfall came when now, instead of him realizing this to be a bounty from the side of Allah, instead of him attributing it to Allah, he begins to attribute it to himself. He addresses his companion. His companion was not as wealthy as him. He was not doing financially well as him. This person, he now addresses his companion and he tells him, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ أَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. He says, look at my wealth. I have more wealth than you, and I have great. Look at my children, look at my servants, look at the people at my beck and call, and give people are willing to fulfill my commands. He boasted about his wealth, and he boasted about his manpower. He then takes his companion and he shows him his beautiful orchards. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ Allah Ta'ala says he enters his gardens, he enters his orchards while he is causing oppression to himself with that arrogance, with that pride, with thinking too much about himself, attributing the bounties of Allah to himself. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَذُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا He says to his companion that look at these gardens of mine, look at my assets, look at my portfolio, look at the wealth I have in this world, that I do not think, مَا أَذُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا I do not think this will ever perish. I do not think this will ever perish. This will be something that will last forever. Get benefit from this for the rest of my life. What was this? Over-reliance upon the material of this world and not attributing it to the permission of Allah. Not attributing it to the power of Allah. مَا أَذُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا وَمَا أَذُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً And I do not think of something like Qiyamah will take place. I do not think there will be something like Qiyamah. The wealth of this world had went so much into his mind, so much into his head, that now he could not think correctly. Now he thinks everything is based in this world. My goodness, my success is only in this world. He has now forgotten Akhirah, he has now forgotten about Allah. وَمَا أَذُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِذْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا He says, if it had to be such, where one day I will need to return to Allah. One day I will need to go and give an answer by Allah. لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا I will find even better than what I have in this world. Now what was his mindset? What was his thinking? That Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with wealth in this world. This is a sign of acceptance in the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, because He is happy with me, that is why He is blessing me with wealth. So even if one day I have to stand before Allah, He will grant me even better. I will get even better in the Akhirah, because this is a sign of acceptance. Whereas this is such a gauge to show acceptance in the court of Allah. A person comes closer to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, closer to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a sign of acceptance. Wealth of this world, Allah Ta'ala gives to His friends and gives to His enemies also. Allah Ta'ala gives to the disbelievers also. It is not a gauge of success in the court of Allah, the amount of wealth you possess. وَلَئِذْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا His companion listens to him. And he then gives him advice and he tells him, قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا His companion addresses him and tells him, Are you disbelieving? Are you making kufr with that being who created you from clay and then from an impure drop of fluid, meaning you are nothing. Now you're seeing that you're at the height of power. Now you're seeing you are able to do things. Now you're seeing you have wealth investments. You are seeing you have people around you looking at you at your beck and call. Now you are disbelieving in Allah, yet remember your beginnings. Remember what you had come from. You were a drop of impure fluid. Allah Ta'ala created you and made you into a man. لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا He says, my condition is such, though financially I do not have the financial strength that you possess, I am not financially well off like you. However, I do not ascribe partners with Allah. Everything that comes to me comes from the side of Allah. I do not ascribe partners with him. I do not say this is because of my goodness, this is because of my acumen, this is because of my knowledge. No. لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا He then mentions to him and he says, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ He says, why is it that when you enter your garden and you're looking at your assets and now your eyes are pleased with what you see, you're seeing your investments, you're seeing your portfolio, you're seeing everything in this world working out for you. لَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ At that time, why don't you attribute it to Allah? Why don't you attribute it to Allah? مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ What Allah Ta'ala wishes, that will take place. There is no power except with Allah. There is no power except with Allah. There are two statements that are commonly mentioned on our tongues. Both of these are mentioned in Surah Kahf. One is MashaAllah, and the other in another verse, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدَى إِلَّا أَيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told that do not say with regards to anything that I am definitely going to do this tomorrow. إِلَّا أَيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, except with the permission of Allah. These two statements, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ and إِن شَاءَ اللَّهِ, we mention it a lot. We mention it in our daily talks, but what does it mean? When a person fully understands and comprehends what this means, MashaAllah, that whatever happens is only with the permission of Allah, and InshaAllah, that if only Allah Ta'ala wills it will take place, we are completely denying that we have the ability to do anything. We are not relying upon ourselves, we are not relying upon the material around us, we are not relying on what we have available to us. Yes, we are adopting the means. We are adopting the means that we have available. But my trust, my reliance, my focus is only upon Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power except with Allah. My acumen, my intelligence, my wealth, my material, whatever it is I possess, nothing is able to help me, to assist me, to be of benefit to me, except with the permission of Allah. If I am adopting the means, then by me adopting the means, it can be a success or it can be a failure according to the permission of Allah. This is how a person needs to understand when he is dealing with the material in this world, when he is moving about in this world. We are adopting the means, yes, but my focus is not upon the material itself. I am adopting the means, I am using that material, I am using the means available, but my focus is always upon Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. His companion then tells him, إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. He says, now you are looking at me, that I have less wealth than you and less children than you. He says, perhaps a time will come when Allah Ta'ala will give me better than what you have, whether in this world or in the Akhirah. Allah Ta'ala will grant me better than what you have. وَيُفْسِلَ عَلِيهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And He will send a calamity upon your wealth. A calamity can come upon your wealth from the side of Allah. What this means, conditions can change immediately. You having confidence upon your wealth, your focus is upon your wealth, you have completely disregarded the command of Allah, you have completely disregarded that Allah is in control. Understand and realize within seconds, the entire condition can change, and your wealth, your orchards, your crops, what you are enjoying, a punishment can come from the side of Allah, and it can be completely flattened. Everything can change within seconds, and this is not something we can just, it's something part of our imagination. We have seen it with our eyes. We have seen it in the time of looting. We have seen it at the time of flooding. We have seen it overseas with regards to earthquakes taking place in different parts of the world. How conditions can change within seconds. Conditions can change within seconds. What this means, a person should not boast about his wealth. He should not be overconfident with regards to his wealth. Understand, our wealth is something which is a bounty from the side of Allah, but it is only going to benefit us with the permission of Allah. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. In two words Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ, that his wealth was completely surrounded and overwhelmed by our command, by our punishment. Our punishment overcame his wealth, completely destroyed. And now this person, he is wringing his hands in frustration. He is completely showing remorse and regret over what he had spent in his orchards, over what he had spent in this world. He invested in this world, and he did not invest in Akhirah. He did not attribute it to the will and command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, we completely destroyed his wealth. We completely destroyed his wealth. And now he is showing regret and remorse. What we understand, our focus is not upon the material of this world. A person should not pay, his focus and his attention, his goal and objective, should not be just the acquisition of the material of this world. Yes, a person can acquire wealth, but not sacrificing the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the process. Just mentioned, a beautiful verse Allah Ta'ala makes mention. Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Malu wal-Banun, Zinatul Hayati Dunya. Al-Malu wal-Banun, Zinatul Hayati Dunya. Your wealth and your children, they the embellishment, the adornment, the decoration of this world. They are there for you to enjoy in this world, but it is restricted to this world only. Al-malu wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya wal-baqiyatu salihat khayrun inda rabbika thawaba wa khayrun amala. Everlasting good deeds. Those good deeds that you carry out for the pleasure of Allah. Those good deeds are better in the sight of your Lord. ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ amala. They are better in terms of thawab and reward, and in terms of hope and expectation. In terms of hope and expectation, you are going to carry out good deeds that you carry out for the pleasure of Allah, then you will get everlasting bounties in Akhirah. Such bounties, no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of. Such bounties, the gardens beneath which rivers flow, which will remain for eternity. No difficulty, no hardship in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala is saying that this wealth of this world is decoration for you in this world. But let it not be such that because of your acquisition of the wealth, you are sacrificing everlasting Akhirah. You are sacrificing the everlasting bounties of Akhirah. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ahabba dunyahu adarra bi akhiratihi, wa man ahabba akhiratahu adarra bi dunyahu fa'athi ma yabqa ala ma yafna." That person who has love for his dunya, he is going to cause harm to his akhirah. He is going to cause harm to it because he is going to sacrifice the commands of Allah in order to acquire the wealth of this world. He is going to sacrifice eternity in Jannah in order to acquire a few moments of pleasure in this world. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَخِرَتَهُ. That person who has love for his akhirah, his goal and objective is to acquire Jannah, is to acquire the pleasure of Allah. أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ. He is going to cause harm to his dunya. He will need to make sacrifices. Then he will say no. Gambling, he will say no. The different forms of haram investments, the different forms of haram means of earning an income, he will say no. Why? His goal and focus is akhirah. مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَخِرَتَهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ. He is causing harm to his dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. At all times, whenever you need to make a decision with regards to something like this, always give preference to what will remain forever. Give preference to what will remain for eternity over something that is going to perish in a short while. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of understanding what is the test that come with the wealth that we possess. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to our wealth in all aspects of our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله أكبر الذي خلق الإنسان وكبر وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بي المتقون من كانوا وحيث كانوا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به وقال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضم إلا نفسه ولا يضم الله شيطان رجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ثمبا، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. Straighten the sufuf, see our heels on the line, our cell phones are switched off. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك الله وتعالى أنت هذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا إله إلا أنت ذكرك وشكرك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين